Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. Today, we are talking about the transfer portal. Spring game's done, and now we want to talk about which players are most likely to transfer. Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop. It is Monday, April the 8th. Ike Jones in here with another Morning Drop. Hopefully everybody's week is starting off well. We want to get in here and talk a little transfer portal. The A-Day game is over and done with. Just a few more days of spring camp still going on for Auburn. So, no more scrimmages and none of that going on, but they're going to have some more review of what's happening. And I assume that coaches are going to start having their post-spring conversations coming up here. Coaches are going to be transitioning over into trying to figure out what their roster is going to be looking like heading into the summer, as we have the new arrivals from the freshmen that are going to be coming in, and they need to start getting active in the transfer portal to see how they can fill out some of the room. But there are going to be some conversations had with some people, and people are going to tell the coaches their intent to leave, or the coaches are going to express to them, hey, I don't know where we have room for you in this offense, in this defense, in this whatever. And there are going to be some names that are going to pop up here that Auburn fans are going to either be happy about or sad. I don't know. They're going to react in a variety of ways, but we're going to talk about it right here. And hopefully everybody is ready for the conversation. I'm going to give you three names. We're going to start with offense. Maybe I'll do the defense tomorrow. We're going to start with three offensive players that you got Ike Jones thinks are potentially going to hit the transfer portal. Now, this doesn't mean that they definitely will. This doesn't mean that I've talked to anybody and they told me this is me. I'm reading the tea leaves on a few of these things, and I'm thinking about guys who may not have the role that they want, all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to give you three names that could potentially transfer. I actually have more than three on my list, but I'm just going to give you, in my opinion, the highest probability guys. And we're going to start with one I think that's a little obvious, or that a lot of people will assume is on this list. And that is going to be the quarterback, Holden Gerner. Again, I could be wrong on all three of these. I could be absolutely right on all three. I don't know. But Holden, I think, is in an unenviable position right now as a quarterback for Auburn, in which he has not really had an opportunity to go out there and showcase his skills. He has a lot of places where he could go today and be a starting quarterback. I don't know that any of those places are Power Five programs just because he hasn't put that on any tape out there. But I don't see a clear path for him to be QB1. Now, he still has a very clear path to QB2. And that's a decision I think that he's going to have to weigh out for himself. Is it good enough for me to be QB2 on this roster for another season and then fighting for a potential QB1? Because you know Peyton Thorne's not coming back next season no matter what, right? He's out of eligibility. So unless Auburn goes in and brings in another upperclassman that's played games at the P5 level, or a highly touted quarterback transfer prospect from G5 or some other, you know, FCS program, then it's going to be a battle between the three quarterbacks that are in the room right now, with himself, Hank Brown, and Walker White next season if he sticks around. So he has to weigh out in his mind, is it worth it for me to spend another year of eligibility waiting as a potential QB2? And how likely do I feel like I could win the QB2 spot? You know, from talking to Holden, I think he's very confident in his ability to win a quarterback race if given the full opportunity to do so. But how much does he want to be able to do that, just kind of bide his time and wait, and then potentially, you know, give it, you know, I don't know if he gives it another spring if he doesn't feel as if he really made any strides in QB2 this year. But he's got to weigh that option out right now, because the option is fight for QB2 right now or go someplace else that is a G5 program and maybe go in there and compete for QB1. Or be guaranteed QB2 at one of those other programs as you work your way up. And is that worth the upheaval that you're going to have to go through when you are, you know, knee deep, neck deep into your collegiate experience as far as academics are concerned, and, you know, all of the things that may have to take place in order for you to unwind yourself from Auburn and get yourself acclimated into this other system? It's a difficult life for a transfer player. I don't think people realize how much has to go into trying to get your transcripts and all those things transferred over to another university and get yourself ready to actually be able to get into another, you know, that's one of the things that people, you know, talked about last season with Peyton Thorne, is like one of the impediments for him to be able to be successful was just that the reacclimation after being at Michigan State for 4 years and then coming to Auburn, though he had graduated already, just trying to figure out how do you transition life over into this new environment. You got to learn a new locker room. You got to learn a new playbook, new terminology, all of those things, and get all of those things up and running before you could even come in and compete for that team that fall. And Holden has to decide whether or not he wants to do that. As a quarterback, You need to really be able to be in command of the offense. It's not as if they can just give you, you know, a sub package to be able to go in as like a wide receiver. It's like, all right, well, we're just going to put you in on these type of plays, or you're an edge rusher, we're just going to let you go in there and get after the quarterback on these downs, and or, you know, you're going to be a D-line plugger for us on, you know, short distance. Like, there's none of that for the quarterback, right? So it's a difficult proposition for Holden, and one that he's going to have to weigh out. But I do think of the names that could potentially hit the transfer portal, he's pretty high on my list considering kind of what is in front of him, and I think what the aspirations for Holden are going forward as a quarterback into the future, beyond just, you know, this season, but going into the next few years of his collegiate career. So Holden Gurner is my number one guy out here. Number two on this list is a name I don't think that's going to be super surprising for a lot of people, but that is wide receiver Coy Moore. I do think that Coy Moore goes back into the transfer portal. For those unaware, he was originally at LSU coming out of high school, transferred over to Auburn a few years ago during the now infamous Harsin years for Auburn, and had really kind of up and down results, right? There were some bright spots that first season that he was with Auburn, and then, you know, kind of amplified by the LSU game in which he, you know, had the reverse where he was trying to throw the pass, ended up throwing an interception. And then you get into year one of the Hugh Freeze regime last season. And of course, you know, the situation that happened with the muff punt during the Iron Bowl. He just had mixed results, right? He was injured a lot during the last offseason. He's been injured a bit during this offseason. And Coy Moore just hasn't really had a lot of opportunities to kind of get in and figure out where his place was going to be in an offense that I feel like has very specific needs. And Coy Moore doesn't fit into any of those, right? When he transferred into Auburn, he was transferring into a Brian Harsin system. And really, I didn't mention this about Holden Gerner, but this applies as well to Coy Moore of like, there was a very specific vision for how the offense was going to go that both of those two athletes fit better into than they do into the Coach Hugh Freeze system. And I just don't know where Coy can find a spot in this to be able to contribute on a consistent basis outside of going out there and blocking and then maybe getting a few targets a season. I'm not even talking about a game, a season, absent of guys being injured. I think that this roster, specifically in the wide receiver room, is progressing in a direction that's moving away from the skill set that Coy Moore possesses more innately. As kind of a possession, he's really what we would call a tweener when you talk about the wide receiver position. He's not really tall. He's not particularly fast. He's not really strong, right? He's just kind of in between a couple of spots. So it's difficult to find where does he fit into my offense. Is he an outside receiver that we can trust to go up and get 50-50 balls? Because he's not really out jumping people. He's really going to win based upon, you know, his intelligence. He's a very smart receiver. If you hear him talk the game and you talk to other guys that are in the room with him, he understands fundamentally the game of football and kind of where he needs to be, how he needs to be. But from an athleticism standpoint, he's just kind of in between, and he needs to find the right kind of system, the right kind of QBs, the right kind of coaches to put him in position to be able to utilize those skills. There are a lot of guys that are in the NFL that fit into what I just described Coy Moore to be that had long and productive NFL careers. But he just has to find the right type of situation that will allow him to go and flourish. I don't see that path at Auburn for him right now. And I don't know that he sees that path for himself. So he may be exploring his options in the future coming up here in the transfer portal. I would not be shocked to hear Coy Moore has entered his name back into the transfer portal and seeking his third collegiate home going into his final year of eligibility. I think it's his final year. He might have another. With COVID stuff, it's just difficult. But I think this is his last year of eligibility coming up. So he's going to want to, if he plans on playing professional football, he's going to need to go somewhere where he's going to play, right? That's going to be focus number one for him. Unlike Holden, his eligibility is very limited, so he needs to get out there and actually have people see him playing football, regardless of whether it's a P5 program, a G5 program, FCS, doesn't matter. He needs to go play ball somewhere. He probably is coming up really close to being able to graduate, so that portion of it is not going to be something that he'll need to have to worry about. So, again, Coy Moore probably going to be of the offensive players out there going to be entering his name into the transfer portal coming up here if I were to venture a guess. And I am venturing a guess because that's what this is all about. All right, one more name that I have for you. But before we get into that name, you guys know that the War Report has great sponsors. And today's sponsor, speaking of, you know, the transfer portal and trimming a little something, y'all know where I'm going. Manscaped is our sponsor for today's morning drop. That's right. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends at Manscaped had partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for the signs of cancer. And as always, you can use code REPORT for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Listen, definitely a worthy cause to raise awareness for. So glad that Manscaped has partnered with us in being able to make sure that we get the word out about this. Our folks over at the Uptempo Podcast have the Drop Your Nuts t-shirt Well, this ain't exactly that, but we definitely want people to get themselves checked out. Men, if you are out there, make sure you head to manscaped.com/TCS. And if you're going to manscaped.com, you can use code RAPPORT when you make a purchase over there. Definitely appreciate everybody. They'll be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society to help save lives. So go over there and start sharing their educational stuff over there. The check yourself video is up on the site. All of those things. Make sure you hit them up at manscaped.com.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
All right, let's wind down this conversation about the transfer portal. I appreciate everybody who has jumped in here with me so far. If you haven't already, go ahead and click that like button on this video. Share the content with somebody because I want to get more people involved in this conversation. I know it's always kind of a weird thing to start talking about who might leave the program before they've done it, and trying to put stuff out there like this. But hey, listen, man, that's what, you know, it's the off season. We're speculating about a lot of things, and this is something that we're going to speculate about. Like button, subscribe if you haven't already. If you're out there in the land of podcasts, make sure you share the content, share the video if you're here on YouTube. All right, my third and final person, and this is the one that I expect to get the flood of this dude doesn't know what he's talking about and clown emojis and all those sorts of things. But hey, I'm just telling you what I think. And you can have different thoughts than me, but the third name that is on this list is Caleb Burton. This has nothing to do with my thoughts about how good Caleb Burton is as a receiver. I think he's super talented. I think he fits into a similar type of situation that I described with Coy Moore, as he doesn't really have a place in this offense. I think that he fits well. He is a guy who is not really fast enough to be an outside receiver, not really quick enough to be a slot receiver in this offense. He's a good possession receiver, and he's been productive in the few snaps that he's had available at Auburn. I just think that he has slowly moved down the depth chart. If you really kind of look at how spring performances were going, he's kind of slowly moved down the depth chart out there. And with the talent that is coming into this wide receiver room and the way that I think that Coach Hugh Freeze is really trying to stack his wide receiver room as far as makeup build of people, he likely translates as an outside receiver in this offense, just because, again, I don't know that he has the quickness for the slot. He likely translates as an outside receiver. But when you think about the outside receiver and the makeup, and I said this last year when I was having the quarterback conversation about why I thought Robbie Ashford would likely transfer at some point in time out, is because if you look at the mold of what Coach Hugh Freeze wants for certain things, there was a mold that he was looking at. It. This is the kind of quarterback that I feel like fits well. And you looked at all the people who he was offering scholarships to and who he brought in out of the transfer portal at quarterback. You're like, Robbie Ashford doesn't really fit this mold, right? He's not going to be able to be the guy that stands tall in the pocket. He's more athletic than he is arm. And so that doesn't really fit what Coach Hugh Freeze wants to do. He's not trying to run a read option. He's trying to run an RPO system, right? I look at the wide receivers and who Coach Freeze and his staff have targeted. When you look at the outside receivers, they're 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". When you look at the slot receivers, they're short, they're small, fast, shifty guys, right? Caleb Burton, Coy Moore are neither of those things. They're just kind of in between in both of those spaces. And I think that he's going to find it difficult for him to start to continue to get playing time in this offense, considering what I think he wants to get as far as targets and opportunities in this offense. Again, I could be wrong about all of this stuff. This is my opinion. You guys are welcome to your opinions, but definitely come in here and tell me, even if you're here to tell me I'm completely wrong. But I do think that Caleb Burton could potentially hit the transfer portal during this open period that comes up here very shortly. Again, this is not a conversation about talent, even though I think the wide receiver room needs more depth. I just think that he and Caleb Burton specifically wants to be a guy who's going to be higher up on the depth chart, not just be a body in that room that's there in case. Because I do think, you know, we just watched A-Day, and I think Cam Coleman is everything that's advertised. I think Robert Lewis has now jumped up into that conversation to be a guy who can be a part of the outside receiver space. And then you haven't even gotten Perry Thompson on campus. I think that Camden Brown, if you asked me this question a week ago, I might have said Camden Brown in that conversation about guys who I don't know where they fit into this. I think Camden Brown has played his way into the two deep space in that outside receiver spot. So would you have a Cam Coleman on one side, a Camden Brown on the other side? You've got a Robert Lewis on one side and then an upcoming Perry Thompson on the other side as your four outside receivers if you're talking about a two deep. And then you go into the slot and you've got what I anticipate being Jay Fair and then Sam Jackson, who has played well in that slot, and Bryce Kane as a third. I'm saying, where does Caleb Burton, where does Coy Moore fit in that? I'm going to be in the third tier, third rung of any of those spaces. I don't think fits for what Caleb Burton wants to do for his collegiate career. And for that reason, I think he could potentially hit the transfer portal. But again, I want to hear your thoughts. Who are the guys for the offense, just the offense, because we'll talk about defense later, who you think could potentially hit the transfer portal, and give me your reasonings as to why. And, you know, listen, if you think I'm completely wrong, I want to hear your thoughts on that as well. But before you all do that, please make sure you're doing all the necessary, and that's supporting the people that support the War Report. Rogue Shop is always sponsoring these morning drops. Make sure you all head over to RogueShop.com. Use code REPORT when you do at America's number one online dispensary. You will not regret it. Sleep, stress, pain, anxiety relief, all there for you at the Rogue Shop. Before you get out of here, please like this video, subscribe to the channel, share the content with somebody, and we will be back at you with another morning drop tomorrow. Members, make sure you keep those notifications ready because we will have A-Day film that we're going to be breaking down this week. I'm out of here, man. And until the next time, and as always, worry. Drop!